I'm trying to be creative for them as a theater person. I've asked them to interview at least 3 people, and including themselves. And, you know, I've asked them to write a monologue about how they're feeling, you know, and they can be themselves, or they can speak in terms of someone else, and they can talk about how they heard about it from the beginning, you know, what they're going through now. And I'm hearing all sorts of things. You know, a lot of them are talking about being scared, not being able to pay bills. Their family, they're so worried about them, you know, when their parents go out, are they going to get sick? And there's just so many things that they are now having to worry about, besides the fact that now they're not going to be able to go back to school. So after you're done writing these, I want you to tape yourself and send them to me, so I at least have some sort of performance that they can get their feelings out. And that, I think it's helping maybe a little bit, but I don't know.
There's so many components to theater. It's emotional, it's physical, it's planning, it's teamwork.
Yes, and that's the biggest thing. When you're in theater, you know, you live for that family of people that for some one reason or another you may not have at home, or you know, you may be distant from your parents or your brothers or sisters or something like that. And when you're in theater, it's very much a team, and we all work together. And the rehearsals, it's a bonding experience, and often when you're done with it, we continue to contact each other, and sometimes you're even closer to them than you are to your own family.
Theater has survived through wars and depressions, but this is a whole different situation.
Right. The good thing for community theater is that since we don't get paid, I think people, if they are able to, are going to want to come back and perform. I do the summer show, and I've been doing that for 25 summers in a row. And, you know, they're looking at, are we going to be able to do that show? And my young adults, that the college age kids that come home, they're like, please, are we going to be able to do something? Because they've already taken college, you know, so much away from us and all that experience. And we're up in the air right now because auditions are supposed to be in the middle of May. Or are we not going to be able to have time to put a summer show together in order for them to go back in the fall? Because then we have the Young Artist Show, which then happens in August. And it's a domino effect. Whatever happens is going to affect everything. And we're not, you know, all the theaters are feeling it. Everybody having to fix their season, and what are we going to do, and how are we going to survive? So that's rough. That's rough.
How are you making a change in your routine to continue to have that joy from performing, from being with a community, but in a whole different situation?
You know, I'm trying to read a lot about theater and watching Broadway shows, snippets of things, trying to keep up with all of that. This summer, I was supposed to be going to New York to the Broadway teaching workshop. I'm not sure if that's going to even be available, or if I feel safe about going there that soon, or what's going to happen with, you know, the shows that were supposed to go on. My creative team, we were going to start figuring out what's our set going to look like this summer, how are we going to put this show together, and we have had to postpone all of that and say, hey, this may be fruitless this year. We may not be able to put on a show, and that's really sad.
Well, I hope we're able to confidently say break a leg again very soon.
Thanks.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Thank you for talking with us.
I appreciate you, Jill. Thank you.